18th century, Chinese travellers to the West were very rare, and the few that arrived in London made a big impression. One of them was known as Lum Kikwa, a man from Canton who arrived in 1756. He'd gone to Lisbon in 1755, just in time for the devastating earthquake, and he was fortunate enough to escape with his life. After many hardships, he arrived in England, and there he was met with great interest and was introduced to the royal family. Eventually, it was arranged that the East India Company should give him a passage back home to Canton. This information is provided at the bottom of an engraving after a portrait now lost. The engraving shows Lum Kikwa in full Chinese dress and hat with a pipe in his hand. In the distance is a fanciful landscape, possibly representing the banks of the Pearl River in Canton. While he was in London, he gave a performance on a Chinese string instrument, quite possibly the earliest known Chinese musical performance in the West. The piece was notated and published in a prominent British journal, The Gentleman's Magazine, under the title A Chinese Air. It was not transcribed from Chinese notation to Western music notation, but it was notated by ear from that performance. The piece bears so little resemblance to Chinese music. It's in 6/8 and it sounds a little bit like a Celtic jig. It certainly fails to show anything of different scales or tuning that would be found in Chinese music. Despite this ignorance, there was no shortage of Baroque music with the words Chinese in their titles. In an age when chinoiserie was in fashion, Chinese dances and sets were used in operas from Purcell to Gluck. But the music, at most, sounds slightly Turkish, Turkish music being exotic and representing the other. One really has to wait for the 20th century until one can really hear an influence of Chinese music on Western music. I was interested to see a disc called Silk Baroque, bringing together a Chinese instrument with a Baroque way of playing. It's the group Holland Baroque, working together with Wu Wei, who plays an instrument called the shung, described as an extraordinary ancient Chinese mouth organ, which looks like a bundle of bamboo reeds cased in a metal bowl. From this album, I've picked my favourite track, the Silk Rondo, composed by one of the members of Holland Baroque, June Steenbrink. That was June Steenbrink's Silk Rondo. Wu Wei, playing the Shung, performed with the Holland Baroque. To hear this bonbon again, go onto the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.